All right, strap yourselves in for this deep dive, folks, because today we're taking a look at how AI is shaking things up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got whispers of Ponzi schemes out there.
Mm-hmm.
We've even got, you know, maybe a global power shift.
Absolutely.
So much to unpack.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Really is.
You know, when you look at the tech world,
yeah,
they're really at the heart of all this change.
Yeah, front and center. Absolutely.
And this new AI DeepSeek.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the big thing that everybody's talking about.
Yeah, it's sending ripples for sure.
NVIDIA, they're like the big dog when it comes to all this processing power, right?
Absolutely.
And even they took a massive hit in the stock market.
Huge, yeah.
Like the biggest single day loss
ever.
Ever.
Ever, yeah.
So what does that tell us about DeepSeek?
Well, I think what we're seeing here is that DeepSeek is causing what some analysts are calling a negative CapEx impact.
Okay.
Which is a fancy way of saying, break that down for us.
Businesses may not need as much of that
physical
infrastructure, well, right?
It's like all the servers.
The servers, the buildings, you know.
All that stuff.
You name it. And investors, they're a little spooked by that, you
know? So less spending is a bad thing.
Right. In the short term.
Okay.
It can be, yeah. It certainly...
And how does this affect, like, us here?
Yeah.
Locally in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena?
I think that's a great question because...
I mean,
we're so tied to
so many industries that rely on,
exactly,
you know, these big investments.
That's right.
So how could this change?
It's a crucial factor to consider. And it's not just NVIDIA. We're seeing this uncertainty in the market.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
It's a bloodbath out there.
It is.
Big tech is getting hammered.
Absolutely.
Bitcoin, you know. Total roller coaster.
Yeah.
And even oil prices.
Even black gold is taking a hit. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So is all this because of DeepSeek?
Well, DeepSeek's a major factor, definitely. I mean, it's shaking investor confidence. Nobody really knows what this technology is going to do long term.
Yeah.
And there's rumors out there that DeepSeek is using a massive amount of H100s.
Oh, wow.
Which is NVIDIA's most powerful processing unit.
So
we're talking about a whole new level of AI.
Like a technological arms race is going on.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. It's pretty wild.
And amidst all this chaos, we've got these whispers of a potential Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, MicroStrategy, that's the one, yeah. They're heavily invested in Bitcoin.
Okay.
And there are some concerns.
Some folks are.
Yeah, raising eyebrows.
Raising eyebrows.
David Einhorn, he's a big investor.
Yeah.
He actually called MicroStrategy a pretty effective Ponzi scheme.
Oh,
which is a pretty serious accusation, you know, because a Ponzi scheme.
So what is
it? It relies on new investors to pay off the old ones.
Okay.
There's no real profit.
Gotcha.
And the concern is...
With all this...
Yeah. The Bitcoin holdings, which are volatile, could collapse.
Wow.
And leave investors...
Outra.
High and dry.
So it all depends on...
Bitcoin. That's right.
This is a cautionary tale.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're thinking about getting into crypto.
Yeah. Do your research.
Do your research.
Understand the risks.
For sure.
Talk to a financial advisor.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe don't jump in head first.
Yeah. Head first can be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
In this market. Yeah.
Definitely some instability.
Yeah.
Going on. And we're seeing that kind of reflected in the political arena, too.
Yeah. Well, former President Trump has been.
Oh, yeah.
Making some pretty bold moves.
Things are getting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Trump is lifting Biden's paws.
Okay.
On those 2,000-pound bombs.
Oh.
Being shipped to Israel.
Big bombs.
There's talk of potentially reassigning armed IRS agents to the border.
To the border. Wow.
And even whispers of...
A possible pardon for Dr. Fauci.
For Fauci.
Backdated to 2014.
That's what's...
It's interesting.
What's the signal here?
Break it down for us.
Well, domestically, internationally, big signals.
Okay.
Right? Lifting the pause on those bomb shipments, that could really change things in the Middle East, potentially escalate tensions.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you've got the IRS agents.
Yeah.
Reassigning them to the border.
Right.
Raises questions about the role of domestic agencies.
Right, right.
And, you know, potential for escalation.
Yeah.
At the U.S.-Mexico border.
Absolutely. And pardon for Dr. Fauci, I mean.
Yeah, it could reignite the whole COVID debate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, government response, origins of the virus.
Especially with those ongoing.
Yeah, those investigations
that are still going on.
I mean, for people here who might have lost loved ones during the pandemic, I mean, that could bring up
Oh, yeah, a lot of complex emotions. A lot of emotions.
For sure.
So definitely something
to watch.
To keep an eye on.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about these power dynamics, this global influence, there's another question that I think we need to consider.
Lay it on me.
Is Chinese software about to eat the world?
Eat the world. That's a
bold statement.
Mark Andreessen says.
Is it hyperbole?
I don't know. But China's investing a lot in technology and they're expanding their reach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Globally. It's undeniable.
Yeah.
Their influence.
It's hard to dismiss
that
idea. It really is. And how does this tie back into all this AI stuff?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, what if cheap AI becomes a key factor?
What does cheap AI even mean?
What does it even mean? And what are the consequences?
What happens if it becomes widely accessible?
This is something we need to explore. All right, so let's dig into this cheap AI phenomenon. All right, so let's break down this cheap AI. Sounds a little sci-fi, but it's becoming our reality. What are we actually talking about here?
So cheap AI is basically the idea that AI is becoming more affordable and more accessible.
Okay.
You know, think about it. Instead of these huge data centers and supercomputers, we're seeing AI that can run on less expensive, more readily available hardware.
So it's kind of like AI is becoming democratized.
Exactly. Democratized, that's a great way to put it. And this could be a game changer.
Yeah.
Especially for smaller businesses, startups.
Right here in Southeast Texas.
Absolutely. Places like Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, they might not have had access to this kind of technology before.
Imagine the kind of innovation that could come out of that.
Oh, absolutely. Leveling the playing field, you know, empowering individuals, smaller organizations. We could see AI being used everywhere. Healthcare, education, manufacturing.
I mean, even like local shops.
Yeah, you got it. Managing inventory, marketing. The possibilities are really endless.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
But it also makes me wonder,
like,
what about jobs?
That's the big question, right?
Are we all going to be replaced by robots?
Well, job displacement is a real concern. AI is getting better and better at performing tasks that humans currently do.
Yeah.
Some sectors are more vulnerable than others.
I mean,
think about truck drivers.
Yeah.
If self-driving vehicles become the norm, what happens to them?
Yeah.
Data entry clerks,
mm-hmm.
as AI gets better at processing information,
right.
those jobs could be at risk.
That is a little unsettling.
Yeah.
But it also shows us how important it is to adapt and evolve.
That's it. We need to think about retraining programs.
Yeah.
Give our workforce, especially here in Southeast Texas, the skills they need to thrive.
I mean, what if our community colleges started offering courses in AI programming, data analytics?
Absolutely. We need to be proactive, you know, prepare our community for these changes.
And while we're talking about these potential downsides, there's another one that comes to mind.
What's that?
Misuse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as AI becomes more accessible,
right.
it also becomes easier
to
use for bad things.
For the wrong reasons. Worst case scenario, think about deepfakes.
Oh.
Becoming so good that you can't even tell what's real anymore.
Wow.
AI being used to spread misinformation on a huge scale.
Yeah, okay.
Autonomous weapons falling into the wrong hands. These are all possibilities.
Yeah, it's like cheap AI is this really powerful tool, but
it's a double-edged sword.
The double-edged sword,
Yeah, it's both exciting and a little scary.
It is.
And it's up to us to make sure it's used responsibly.
Ethically.
Ethically, absolutely.
So what steps can we take, even here locally?
I think education is key.
Yeah.
We need to educate ourselves, our community, about AI, both the good and the bad. Support organizations that are working on ethical guidelines.
Yeah. Advocate for policies that promote transparency.
Accountability.
Accountability, that's right.
It's like think and act locally.
Yeah.
It takes on a whole new meaning.
Absolutely.
It's not just about our physical community anymore, right?
Right. It's our digital community, too.
Yeah. We have to be aware of these technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make our voices heard.
We do. And speaking of making our voices heard, let's go back to the political arena for a second.
Okay.
We were talking about former President Trump's actions, specifically lifting that pause on the bomb shipments to Israel.
Yeah, I mean, people have some strong feelings about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could really change things in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Potentially escalate tensions, you know?
It could.
And it definitely signals a stronger U.S. support for Israel, which has broader implications for international relations.
Yeah, delicate balancing act.
It is. It is. And speaking of balancing acts, let's talk about those IRS agents.
Reassigning those, yeah, potentially being reassigned
armed
to the
agents
border.
to the border.
That's a controversial one.
It is.
Some people say it's necessary to improve border security. Others see it as a dangerous escalation,
Yeah.
potentially violating civil liberties.
And what about the role
Oh,
of the IRS?
exactly. Should they be involved in immigration enforcement?
It's
It's a
a
big question.
complicated issue,
Yeah.
for sure.
And then there's Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, and the potential pardon?
The pardon, backdated to 2014.
Yeah.
It's a move that could be seen as an attempt to shield him from legal repercussions
Yeah.
related to his role in the pandemic
Yeah, I
response.
mean, this is definitely going to add fuel to the fire.
Oh, absolutely. The
Yeah.
debate surrounding the pandemic, how it was handled,
Right.
it's not going away.
And for folks here in Southeast Texas,
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people were deeply affected by the pandemic.
Absolutely.
This is going to bring up a lot of emotions.
Oh, yeah. Raw emotions for
Yeah.
sure.
Right.
So definitely at the
Development
aftermath,
to keep an eye on.
something to follow.
For sure.
But let's touch on one more
Okay.
big thing here.
What that?
The rise of Chinese software.
Oh, yeah. Marc Andreessen's claim that they're about to eat the world.
Is
Yeah.
it a realistic assessment?
I mean, it's hard to say for sure,
Right.
but China's making huge investments.
Yeah.
They're expanding their influence
Totally.
globally. This potential shift,
Yeah.
it could have major consequences for the global economy,
Yeah.
for international relations, even national security.
And it's interesting because China's approach to AI is it's very different
Different from the US.
from the US.
They're much more focused on practical applications,
Yeah.
less concerned with the ethics of it all,
Okay.
which could give them a competitive edge
I
in
see.
certain areas.
It seems like technology is becoming not
Yeah.
just a tool,
Right.
but a battleground.
Absolutely. A battleground for global dominance. And as residents of Southeast Texas,
Yeah.
we need to understand how these global trends impact us.
Locally, yeah. And maybe the most important question is, how will this potential shift,
Yeah.
combined with the rise of cheap AI, how will that affect jobs, businesses right here in our backyard? That's something we need to dive deeper into.
Wow, we've covered so much ground today.
A lot to think about.
Market chaos, potential power shifts.
It is, yeah.
It's a lot, but let's bring it back home.
Yeah, let's localize this.
To Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena. What does all this mean for us here in Southeast Texas?
Well, that's the key question, right? It's not just about understanding the global trends, but how they could play out right here in our communities.
So let's talk cheap AI.
Okay.
If this technology becomes as accessible as some are predicting, what could that mean for jobs and businesses in our area?
It's a mixed bag, really. There's potential for both positive and negative impacts. On the plus side, cheap AI could really empower local businesses, make them more efficient, more competitive.
I like the sound of that.
Right. Imagine a small manufacturing plant in Pasadena using AI to optimize their production line,
Okay.
or a family-owned shop in Deer Park using AI to personalize their marketing, reaching the right customers.
Yeah, that's the kind of innovation we love to see. But what about the other side of the coin? What about the jobs that AI might replace?
That's the challenge, and we need to be ready for it. Some sectors, like manufacturing and transportation, are particularly susceptible to automation. We've got to be proactive about retraining programs, giving our workforce the skills they need for the future, a future where AI is everywhere.
So our local community colleges, technical schools, they've got a big role to play here.
Yeah, they're key.
I mean, imagine courses in AI programming, data analytics.
Absolutely. We need to invest in education that aligns with the jobs of the future. And it's not just about technical skills, but also things like adaptability, problem solving, critical thinking. Those are skills that will always be valuable.
No matter how much AI there is. So we've got this potential wave of cheap AI coming, and then we've got this potential global power shift with China's influence growing.
Yeah, two massive trends converging.
How do those intersect, and what could it mean for Southeast Texas?
It's where things get really interesting. If China becomes the dominant force in tech, global trade patterns could shift, supply chains could be disrupted.
We could see a move away from traditional manufacturing hubs to regions that align more with China's interests.
The possibility.
And that could have a big impact on us here, given our ties to energy and manufacturing.
It could. We need to be thinking about diversifying our economy, attracting new industries, ones that can weather these global shifts.
We've got to play to our strengths, our access to ports, transportation infrastructure.
Absolutely. Leverage those advantages to bring in new investments, new opportunities.
And we can't forget about our workforce. If those manufacturing jobs decline, we've got to support those workers.
We do. Help them transition into new careers, maybe even offer incentives for companies to retrain their employees.
So, lots to think about, lots to prepare for, but, I'm optimistic.
I am too.
The future of Southeast Texas, it's in our hands.
It is. We get to shape it.
We've got to think and act locally.
That's it. Be informed, engaged, proactive.
Support local businesses, advocate for policies that benefit our region, invest in education and training.
We've got to work together, come together as a community to build a thriving, resilient Southeast Texas.
Well said. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive.
It does.
We hope you found this episode thought-provoking, maybe even a little inspiring.
I hope so.
And if you found value in what we're doing here, please consider supporting our mission. You can visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Every little bit helps us continue to provide these insights and resources for our community here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone.
Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and keep thinking critically and acting locally.